fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, 27th day of October, year of our Lord, 2020. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that, in my opinion, should be done in every school, public and private, every school day of the year, despite what the communists want. They don't want it, but we do, don't we? Gentlemen, remove your hats. Everybody stand, right hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Proper tip of the day, we're going to expand on this. We got some time. Have you checked your winter boots, have you? Are they in good condition, ready to go? Your winter socks? They should be the same socks all year long, quite frankly. If you do not do work outside on a regular basis in the wintertime, the kind of work that a construction worker, rancher, farmer does, you won't necessarily have the kind of boots that these men and women wear in the wintertime. But you should. With what could be coming at us, having good quality winter boots may be a matter of life and death. I'm not being flippant when I say that. Seriously, they could. Now, I'm a big fan of leather boots, leather insulated boots. Now, the best boots I've found, if you found one that's better, please let me know. Simple, one word, brand, Danner, D-A-N-N-E-R. Delta, Alpha, November, November, Echo, Romeo, Danner. A buddy of mine, he inadvertently bought a pair of Danners that was the wrong size, and he knew what my size boot was, and he says, John, you want to buy these for me? I tried them on, and my feet immediately said, thank you, thank you. They're called the Fort Lewis boots, are also the Go Devil boots. A leather insulated boot. They are so wonderful. I mean, I cannot say how wonderful these boots are. It's amazing. Now, I've changed a lot of people's lives by mentioning the following, and for the better, by the way, of course. and that's merino wool socks. I don't recall, I wish I did, who for or how I first found out, whether it was sort of something I read, most likely, about merino wool socks. It's been, I'm going to say 16, 18 years ago, not long after I moved out here to the country from the city. Now, up until I learned about merino wool socks, I wore cotton socks pretty much all the time. Maybe a wool blend in the winter, but cotton socks in the summertime. And in warm weather, my feet were always cold and clammy. When I say clammy, wet, always in the warm weather, wearing cotton socks. And chances are, your feet are also if you wear cotton socks in the summertime. Merino wool is unlike other wool, mainly because it's not itchy. Many people, including myself, find other kinds of wool itchy and scratchy. Well, that's the nature of the merino wool, is that the little pieces of wool are longer than other wools, and rarely do people find merino wool socks scratching. Now, it may sound counterintuitive. In fact, it certainly sounds counterintuitive to wear wool socks when it's 100 degrees out there. It did to me until I did it, and I found out how comfortable my feet were wearing merino wool socks when it was 100 degrees outside. Now, you don't know until you've done it. You really don't. Wintertime, same thing. My feet stay nice and warm in the wintertime. I wear the same socks all year long, by the way. Medium weight merino wool. Not the thin ones. There are merino wool socks for that you can wear with dress shoes. They're nice and thin like other dress socks. Not the heavy ones. Now, I've got some of the heavy ones. The heavy merino wool, you're going to have to wear a boot that's probably one size larger. They are that thick. And they're amazingly comfortable, by the way, the heavy wool merino socks. But the medium weight, you don't have to change your boot size. You can wear with a regular boot. And they last, and I've got merino wool socks that have been in a regular wear cycle once a week for 10-plus years. Yeah, they're a little thin around the heels from getting mashed from, especially the way I walk. My wife, Dr. Moore, who died a year and a half ago, she says, John, you don't walk, you march. In fact, when I walk into the post office, the postmaster knows who I am without looking up because of my distinctive walk. But the socks are still very usable, and there's no holes in them. It's an amazing, and these are really the inexpensive ones, the Sportsman's Guide. The socks I got initially from Sportsman's Guide, very entry level in terms of price. Now, you can spend quite a bit of money on the heavier name brand merino wool socks. I have not worn them that much. I got some. I have no doubt, however, that they will give me the same long-lasting wear that the entry-level ones do. They just last and last and last. Let's get back to the boots for a moment. One of my personal heroes is Carlos Hathcock. He was a Marine Corps sniper in Vietnam. He finally died as a consequence of injuries he received in Vietnam. He died about 20 years ago or so. The book he wrote about what he did in Vietnam was very telling about a number of things. He would typically go out on a three-day operation, and he'd be back after 3 days in the jungle, hot and tired and hungry and muddy. And what did he do first? Did he take a shower? No. Did he eat? No. First thing he did was clean all his equipment, clean his rifle first, and then everything else, including his boots. Now, if you leave mud on boots, it will suck the natural oils right out of the leather. It will. Mud is very harmful to leather. So you get back from whatever you're doing, doing construction work, working around the farm, the ranch, whatever it might be. You take those boots off, remove all the laces and set them aside, being washed separately. And take a stiff brush and water and get all that mud and gunk off the leather, out of the stitching, off the soles. Get all that stuff off there and rinse them off. Make sure they're nice and rinsed off. And let them dry naturally. Don't force dry them. Don't put them next to a hot stove to force dry. That will harm the leather also. Just let them dry naturally in a room that's comfortable to be in. And once they're dried out, then you begin the rest of the process. If there are scratches on there, you might want to have some leather dye. If it's scratched into where you can see the untreated leather, treat those scratches first. Then polish the boots, whatever your choice of polish is. And then use a good quality leather treatment. I like Snow Seal. There's a number of brands out there. Snow, that's S-N-O, Seal, S-E-A-L. It's given me good performance over the decades. There's other ones out there that are good also. And set the boots aside. Now let's back up a bit. You want the shoe polish to get down inside the stitching, inside the nooks and crannies, and it has to be really warm to do that. Almost liquid. That helps a lot. Same thing with the Snow Seal. You want it warm also. So it really gets down, and the boots to be warm also. Not hot, just warm. Comfortably warm, not cold. So the leather will soak up these products that will help preserve the leather. Now the shoelaces, they need to be washed on their own with warm soapy water. Make sure they're rinsed out real good because different dirts and stuff gets ground into the shoelaces. And you want good quality shoelaces. Sometimes I've gotten fairly good boots in the past and didn't have very good shoelaces. In fact, Danner sells their shoelaces separately. That's how good they are. And I really like Danner shoelaces. As a substitute, parachute cord works pretty well. It's difficult to tie and keep tied, but it does work pretty well. And let those shoelaces dry. Then you're good to go for the next time. Something my drill sergeant taught us in basic training, gentlemen, take care of your equipment, and your equipment will take care of you. So that applies to everything, whether it's shoelaces or your pickup truck. Take care of your equipment, and your equipment will take care of you. Doing proper maintenance on that equipment in hard times is not optional. When Carlos Hathcock came back from that three-day sniping mission and scouting mission, I'm sure he was dog-dead tired. I'm sure a hot shower, or hot shower may not have been an option, but some kind of shower, and a hot meal would have been higher on his list of priorities. Getting some good sleep in a real bunk would have been a higher priority. But no, those were all a lower priority than taking care of his equipment first. His rifle, his boots, his uniform, everything he took out into the bush with him. That made a lasting impression on me. I make every effort to duplicate what Carlos Hathcock did. Take care of my equipment, make sure it's in pristine condition and ready to go. So when I need it, it's ready. And as my drill sergeant told me, take care of your equipment, and your equipment will take care of you. Got a question or comment? We do have a new number here at Republic Broadcasting. It's 512-248-8252. I say again, 512-248-8252. Our Tuesday morning roundtable has gotten excellent reviews. Doug Hagman mentioned it in glowing terms yesterday when I was on with Doug. I'm on with Doug Hagman 2 hours every Monday. It's turned to a very fun event for both of us. We have such common backgrounds, being homicide detectives for all these years. But that's one of the Doug really likes the Tuesday morning roundtable. I don't know who's going to show up this morning, because these men all have, they have lives, they have busy schedules. That would be Leon Green. Leon's almost always here. He makes an effort to be with us every Tuesday. Steve Van Noon, I hope, and Steve O'Neill, I hope also. We shall see. We have a national election a week from today. That's pretty close. We have something at my website that can help. I know a lot of my listeners want to do anything and everything they can to support President Trump. Top right-hand side of my homepage, the Election Day Team. You sign up there to help any way that the Trump team needs help, including being a poll watcher. A poll watcher is trained to make observations at the polling place that they've been assigned to, make observations that the voting is taking place properly, proper protocols are being followed, nothing wrong is taking place. And if there is something wrong taking place, they're supposed to report their observations to the county officials so that something can be done about it. I'm pretty sure it's still in effect. We'll take this down the day after the election. And the president's been doing a spectacular job getting out to these rallies. I think he's doing as many as 3 rallies a day. Those Secret Service agents must be really busy setting up the security at all these rallies. But God bless the Secret Service. That's all I can say. What a job. If you have a conservative friend, relative, neighbor, coworker that needs help getting to the polls, offer to give transportation. If they need child care, offer child care. Whatever it takes, get folks to the polls. We need that to happen. We really do need it to happen. So what happens Wednesday the 4th of November? I don't know. I know what the possibilities are, as most of you do. None of them seem terribly good. I don't see our opposition, socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, as being peaceful following this, no matter who gets elected. If it's a free and fair election, which is a big if, Donald Trump will win by a landslide. Of course he will. It doesn't matter when it comes to the activities of those who oppose us, the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims. It doesn't matter at all. They will take action. The action will be violent, involving destruction of property and murder, both, because, well, that's what they've been doing now for how many months? 6, 8 months? Allegedly because of the death of George Floyd, who killed himself. He consumed enough fentanyl to kill 2 normal men, plus, on top of that, heroin. Police officers were following proper protocols in Minneapolis in place at the time. They called the paramedics. At Mr. Floyd's request, they removed him from the patrol car at his request, because he's in the patrol car saying, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe." You didn't see that, did you? No, initially. That was withheld. You didn't see George Floyd handcuffed in the back of the patrol car saying, "I can't breathe." Of course, police did not know that he was in the early stages of dying of a drug overdose from fentanyl. They didn't know that. All they knew is what the man was saying, and they complied with what he wanted. And they used a department-approved, taught in the police academy, method to restrain him, a knee on the neck. Boy, that looked bad. When I first saw that, I was sitting next to the pastor of my church, and I said, "Well, they finally got a real deal to protest now, don't they, Pastor?" I turned out to be wrong. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgotten. Look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, in Dixie's land I'll take my stand.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 27th of October. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. I've bought, how many have I bought of these things so far? I think 5 of them. About to buy a 6th one to take care of myself and my family. It gives me peace of mind knowing that they'll be safe after an EMP attack. We got a caller and holder. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, I hate to admit my failings, but I have what they call hypothermia. I don't even know I'm cold until my teeth are chattering. So I like an idea of electric blanket. But do you know of electric or anything like that that you could run on a generator? Because they say things like don't run in a trailer or RV or anything. And I think I've messed them up by not plugging them directly in the wall because the cord's too short to get to the plug. Just yeah. One that you could.
What do you? What would you like? What would you like to run on a generator, Pat?
Electric blanket.
Well, you can run anything on a generator if you've got the capacity. That's not an issue. Anything else?
No, this one I just got kind of cheap here. It says that you can't plug it in on a trailer or an RV. I guess you don't have good enough electricity or something. I don't know. So you're not real up on that kind of stuff.
Well, that's not your question. Your question was generators. You can plug anything electric into a generator.
Oh, no, I know you can plug things in a generator, but can you run electric blankets off of, or do you know a good one? I know there's got to be a good one out there somewhere, but electric blanket. I figure they don't take much electricity, but maybe they take more than I think. That's
anything that makes heat with electricity takes a lot of electricity.
Oh, really? Okay.
Coffee maker, hair dryer, doesn't matter. Yeah.
Okey-doke, got it. All right, thanks a lot. Oh, what do I need? I need one of those tube heaters or whatever you call them. Oh, I can't. Those heaters, heaters that y'all talk about, you can run on rocket heaters that you can run on a few twigs or something.
Right. Well, then you go to my website and order it, and we'll get it out to you as quick as we can.
Yeah, I know, but is that what all y'all would do to stay warm in the winter?
What would we do?
You have like a rocket generator because it doesn't take, and don't make smoke and all that stuff.
You mean the rocket stove? They'll keep you warm in winter time. That's what they're designed to do, yes.
Yeah, rocket stove. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I just thinking about what you might know about, but you've helped me a lot and helps me a lot.
You're welcome, Pat. Have a good day.
Okay.
All right. We don't have time for any more calls this half hour. We've got the bottom of the hour break coming up in less than 3 minutes or so. Well, Pat is right about one thing. Winter is close. Winter is getting real close. We're getting overnight lows here in the 40s. We're expecting our first hard freeze in maybe a couple of weeks. We'll see. A lot of prognostications about how bad this winter is going to be. We'll see. We shall see. I don't know. I do know that this election is nothing to be taken lightly. It's very disappointing how many conservative Americans simply don't vote. It's very disappointing. We need every vote. Every vote counts. I voted absentee myself last week. I wanted to make sure that in case something came up unexpectedly, that I would have my vote already cast and be counted. Those things happen. And I just wanted to make sure that my vote was cast and was in the mix. No doubt whatsoever. I hope you will be able to vote. And if there's some issue that could come up next Tuesday, vote absentee now while you can. There may be a medical thing come up. You simply don't know. Life has ways of doing things that you don't expect. Leon Green will be with us here in a couple of minutes after the bottom of the hour break. We're going to talk about something that could really help people, help everybody, and that's getting started using doTERRA essential oils. They are marvelous. They've changed my life in very positive ways, very dramatically, and they can change your life in positive ways also. That's just the nature of these essential oils. Human beings have been using essential oils for many thousands of years. They do work. They work quite well at helping people maintain health, have optimal health and energy, have the fun, full, happy, productive lives that everybody wants to have. That's what the oils do for you. Okay. Philadelphia last night erupted into rioting. Glenn, if you're listening, give us a call. If you have an update for us in Philadelphia, let us know what's going on. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 27th of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Before the day's over, we're going to have a really funny video posted. I don't want to give away too much. Very professionally done, professionally edited and shot, and good quality audio. Making fun of Joe Biden. It will be a hoot. It will be posted two places on my website, the Communist Agenda Exposed and U.S. Protests and Riots. So that will be there later today. Also, my website, if you want to be really remote, out west, Utah High Desert Riverfront, safe haven. This is really remote. 3 miles of riverfront frontage. You heard that right. The notice on my website says 1.5 miles. It's actually 3 miles of riverfront frontage. And hundreds of tons of marketable gravel. So it could be a business also. So check that out. Also, my website, if you've got arthritis pain, I have something that will help you. I do. It's called Energy Cleaner. Pretty much everybody with arthritis pain gets relief. They do. Would you like to sleep as good as a small child every night like I do? Well, I do. Every night I sleep as good as a small child. You can also with the Energy Cleaner. Check it out at my website at thelibertyman.com. The mattress pads that go with it, they're right there for sale. This is my home business. When you place your order for your Energy Cleaner, your mattress pad, I personally box them up. I take them to a little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri, where they have an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet every Friday for $8. And I ship them out priority mail. So you can place your order right there at my website using MasterCard, PayPal, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is right there also. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We have with us, patiently waiting, and he is a patient man, Leon Green. Leon is a gentleman who began a quest more than 10 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in all the many ways that doTERRA essential oils can help us to have the fun, full, happy, productive life we all want to have. Good morning, Leon.
Morning, John. How are you doing, sir?
Well, I'm doing outstanding. You know, we have a national election 1 week from today. A lot of voting's already taking place. I voted absentee myself last week in case I have a conflict next Tuesday. I don't want to miss it out. And I assume you'll be voting yourself if you haven't already, won't you, sir?
Correct.
All right. That's what that's the response I expected. Well, Leon, our group from the Caribbean Cruise is pretty excited about the Craftsman storage boxes that I started using for my oils. They asked for photographs, so I sent photographs, and I'm sure they'll be getting their own. Once you accumulate a good inventory of these oils, it's handy to have a convenient way to store them and move them about and keep them in alphabetical order, isn't it, sir?
Yes, when you start to get a large inventory, it really helps when you have those clear lids and then you put the labels on there so you don't have to dig through each one. So it does make a big difference being organized, just like, and it's much more convenient than trying to have versions of like ammo cans full of, because you can't see inside them other than just spray painting or taping and things like that. So it's much more convenient, right, and much lighter.
And much, well, yeah, steel ammo cans do add a lot of weight to something that's already heavy. The glass bottles and the oils inside, they do. Each one is pretty light, but you get 50 of them together, you're looking at a good little bit of weight there, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I mean, I've seen conex boxes settle in dirt after years of, you know, compression from ammo cans. So, yeah, it can make a big difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're new to my show, new to myself, and new to Leon Green, because you just found out about me on Doug Hagman's show, here's what we're talking about. These are called essential oils. They've been around for millennia. We don't know, well, they were in daily use when King Tut was king of Egypt. Now, gallons and gallons of essential oils were found in his tomb, weren't they, Leon?
Correct. It was 160 liters, so that's about 40 gallons.
Well, I'm not sure what that would be in dollar amounts, but we're looking at probably tens of thousands of dollars for 40 gallons of essential oils, aren't we?
I would say even more than that, because the fact that, you know, frankincense is in the top 10 most expensive essential oils in the world. So, yeah, I would say that, and myrrh is pretty much right behind it. So it is very rare and it's very time-consuming. So, I mean, think about it. You've seen his mask. It was right. 10,000 ounces of gold is what the funeral, the burial mask of King Tut was. So, you know, and then, yes, he had millions, and you know, I would venture to say he's probably in the top 100 wealthiest people in humanity.
Well, and he was a minor king. He wasn't even one of the major ones, was he?
Correct.
He was only king for, what, 3 or 4 years before he died? Well, regardless of King Tut, let's fast forward to several thousand years to 2020. The oils are just as effective now as they were back then, aren't they?
Absolutely. And so they tested this, you know, when Howard Carter found these oils in 1920, they were tested and they were still medically viable over 3,400 years later. So it is just a testament that shows you how effective they are. And I know a young man who did not realize how potent they were. And he said, wow, just the, you know, I made a batch because he was dealing with depression. Right. And I'll just say that, and again, these statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. We cannot disclose, diagnose, treat, or cure any ailments, period. Right. Okay, so now back to reality. Yes, he said these were incredible for his mood. And I said, yeah, I've been trying to tell you that for, 5 months. And then so I sent him a video on YouTube of Vanderbilt, where they use the oils. And this is the Vanderbilt ER, where people deal with death on a daily basis. Stabbings, car accidents, shootings, stroke, heart attacks, the whole gamut. And this is a level one ER, which is the top level, period. And so they did a study and a survey, this has been over 10 years ago, to see how effective they were. And they reduced the citrus oils were used in this stressful environment, specifically for the employees. They didn't really, and the right. staff. It was not for the clients, patients, and the relatives. So they found that it reduced work-related stress by over 95% and work-related frustration by 98%. So just breathing in the oils, it goes into your limbic system, into your nose, into your alveoli, and will spread throughout your body within minutes. That's how effective they are. And so they've been using them, and you can use them easily. And if you don't have a diffuser, you can just mix up your own oils, and there's a synergistic value of having them all together. And you can do them individually if you want. But even if you just have a bottle that is mixed or a blend or a single, you just touch it to your nose, and your nose becomes the free diffuser. It transdermally goes through your skin, and it also is inhaled through your respiratory system. So you get it both directions, and the fastest way to get essential oils into your body is sublingually, as in under your tongue. So you just open your mouth, lean back, 2 or 3 drops, and it goes into your blood system. Very effective.
Right. That's right. Well, we have a lot of mothers out there, and Doc Mom knows us because there's so many medications they give their children. They say exactly that. Put it under the tongue, sublingual. That mucous membrane is about as effective as using a hypodermic needle as far as putting stuff into the bloodstream almost instantly, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, here's how you get started. I hope we got your interest. That's our goal. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com, and under products, the very top, just click on there. You'll see a drop-down menu. You'll see the third one down is the doTERRA oils. Once you're there, you can begin shopping for the oils you might want. Now, if you're just getting started, as many of you will be, here's the best way to save the most money and get the best value. That's to get a kit. These kits vary from small and inexpensive to a kit that has everything doTERRA offers. Get the biggest kit you can afford. I'm not going to suggest you go in the debt. That's your choice if you choose to do that. I'm not going to advocate that you go in the debt. Get the biggest kit you can afford without going in the debt. Plus, you're going to want a copy of two copies of the same book, the 5th edition, and now, or help me out here, Lance, the 11th or 12th edition is a new one. 12th edition.
Yes, sir.
The 5th edition of the book titled Modern Essentials and the 12th edition titled Modern Essentials. Why two editions? Well, here's why. The 5th edition says things that we're not allowed to say anymore. It sounds like a curtailment of freedom of speech to me, but that's reality. The 12th edition has all the latest oils in it. It was just published a few weeks ago. And tell people where they can get the 12th edition, Leon.
Yes, they can get it. The printers, the editors, they are called aromatools.com. Yes, publishers. Aromatools.com. Or you can also get them through Amazon. You won't be able to find the 5th edition from Aromatools because it's been out of print. And so it's pretty much a collector's item.
Right. And now the 12th edition is now available at Amazon?
Correct.
Okay, because the last time I looked a few weeks ago, it wasn't yet. Well, that's good to know. I'm going to look it up here real quick. Modern Essentials. There's a bonus here, and that would be if people need, here it is, Modern Essentials, 12th edition. No, it's not coming up yet. They have the 11th edition on Amazon. 12th edition.
I'll find the link and send it to you, sir.
Apparently, well, it's not popping up on my Amazon account. But anyway, many of us, due to the Chinese flu, have either reduced employment or out of work. If you need another stream of income, being a doTERRA dealer can certainly become another stream of income, can't it, Leon?
Correct. And many times people, you know, when they hear the word dealer, they're like, wow, I have to have inventory. What is awesome about this entire business model is the company takes the orders from you either online or on the telephone, and they're in over 145 different countries. And in the vast majority of those countries, you know, they already have offices in Guatemala, Singapore. You don't have to know the different languages. They even have the website is in multiple languages, and they even have interpreters who can take the calls inbound internationally with the different languages in Salt Lake City and internationally for that matter. And so the company does the work. They have the pictures, slides, everything that's been FDA, you know, compliant, already available, and you can get that app for $10 a year, which is awesome. If you want to do social media and all the other things, so they do the shipping, they do the taxes, the paperwork, and then they send you the check. So you don't have to buy a lot like many other companies, and you receive the check via either direct deposit or just a regular check if you want to do that. And
right,
so
right.
It is a very awesome model, and now in 10 years, they've gone from, in over 10 years, they've gone from zero to over 10.2 million people.
Right, right. Well, many of us, myself included, knew people back in the early 80s, became a dealer for a brand of water filter, and they had a garage full of water filters trying desperately to sell these things. That's not the case with doTERRA oils. Now, if you would like to become a dealer, just give Leon a call, and also Leon can give you some personal guidance and coaching on which oils you might need for certain things. What's that telephone number, Leon, Mountain Time?
It is 303-495-2188.
Okay, 303-495-2188. Mountain Time, if he doesn't pick up because he's doing some adventure training that I'm jealous of, just leave a message, and Liam will get back to you once he's finished with the fun adventure training that he does so frequently. You were putting down some concrete last week. How'd that work out, sir?
Well, I was digging the holes, and now the holes are dug, but I'm going to be doing the rebar, and it's coming in Thursday to pour. So I have 10 holes, and my buddy has 9 holes, and so it's like 7.5 cubic yards. So, I was
piers.
Doing a little bit.
Sounds like you're doing piers.
Pier and piers.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, yeah.
And then I'm going to do a platform for my solar carport.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like quite a project. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what Leon does every day is use oils in his life. Is it 3 oils you begin every day with, Leon? Is that my recollection correct?
Actually, 4. It's lemon.
4. What are
balance.
Oils? Lemon?
Mm-hmm. Yes, lemon. Balance, which is a doTERRA blend for both emotional and metabolism or stability. And On Guard, which is another doTERRA blend, which is for immunity support. And then frankincense. Those are the 4 that Dr. Hill, who's the world renowned, says everybody should use that daily, both going to, you know, waking up and going to sleep.
And you, how do you consume these, if I may ask, and how much?
Yes, all of them, pretty much a drop or two under my tongue, with the exception of Balance. And it's been on the bottle. It says topical use. My son loves the flavor. I just, you know, stick it on my neck or at the back of my neck at the mm-hmm. base of the skull, and I touch all of them to my nose and inhale them. So I'm getting the diffuser ability as well as it into my skin, because I always like to clean off the top of the lid. And, you know, sometimes some oils are a little bit more resinous than others. And a good example would be like myrrh. So if you right. don't clean off the top of the lid, it starts to, it likes to gum up because it's so thick.
Hold that thought, man. Hold that thought. We got a break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
The Rebellion Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
call. Right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 27th of October. We got a caller on hold. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Well, I know someone who has interstitial lung disease, an older person. Do you have anything that is specifically for that or that will work for that?
Well, since it's part of the respiratory system, and I don't have the complete diagnosis, and it's kind of hard to do it over the phone, so I always ask people to call me. And if they have any documentation, we can review it together. And also to find out, what are any other issues and what drugs are on, because a lot of times these oils are so effective. So I would love to be able to talk with you do you have my number?
Let's see, what is your number?
403-495-2188. Yes, I'd love to be able to speak with you in the person. But in essence, the most important ones for respiratory issues have always been oils like eucalyptus and Breathe, which is a proprietary blend that has eucalyptus, peppermint, fennel, and several other oils that are great for respiratory support. And since you're talking about interstitial systems and cells, there's others. So frankincense is also a very good one. So let's talk, and we can give you some more insight. You can also see the science at PubMed.gov. There are over 40,000 studies specifically on essential oils that have been done since humanity. That these are legitimate studies, double-blind placebo studies on essential oils, but that is a clearinghouse that has every modality of a study there. So we can give you much a lot more insight and also the science behind it. And you can also provide that to your professional medical practitioner. They can see it, so they can see the benefits, and they can also tell you how to incorporate those with you at the same time.
Okay. Well, John, give Leon a call. He'll be glad to talk to you. We appreciate the call.
Okay.
It'd be a rare occasion, Leon, for somebody to have an issue like this lung issue as a standalone issue. Typically, there would be two or three or four other things going on at the same time, wouldn't there, Leon?
Absolutely. And that's why I always try to get the information, because when I find out that they may be on multiple drugs because of other issues and diet has a huge impact. I mean,
it does.
You don't
it
realize
does.
ADD is completely impacted by gluten and other glyphosate. So when you just tell people stop, get off sugar, that's one thing, but there's all sorts of other things that they're consuming and allergies. And so
We got a top-of-the-hour break, Lynn. We got a roundtable starting at the top of the hour. Stay tuned, everybody.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the CoSertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.